This is the 96.5 Family Show. Heard weekdays from 6 on Brisbane's 96.5.
We've got to talk relationships with our guru, Bruce Sullivan. And of course, Christmas Day, there can be some niggles and some tension. But his top tips on how to make it the most positive and best day of the year. Morning, mate. How are you?
Yeah, good morning to you and good morning to everyone who must be feeling like that they're just about to hit the deadline of Christmas Day. So the first thing I want to say is good luck to everyone today and making sure that they get through what is almost like the lead up to the assessment. So I think the first thing I want to say to people is that Christmas is not an assessment. You're not going to be judged. It's not someone with a tick board and, you know, like a little cheat sheet. They're walking around your house going, could have done a little bit more with that. Christmas Day tomorrow will be what it is, and you probably need to get ready to enjoy it. You know, maybe the kids will throw up if they've had too much dessert, or if the turkey turns to custard because you left it in there for half an hour. It'll be what it will be, and if you can just get ready for that in your mind, I think you're already setting yourself up for a better day.
We do just get so wrapped up in all the superfluous sort of peripheral kind of things, don't we, really? I mean, we do.
It is, and I think, you know, people always tell me they feel so much better after Christmas is over, and I go, what a waste of a day.
Yeah.
So, you know, don't remember that, you know, this is not an assessment. Christmas is not a test. Christmas is Christmas, and it's going to be what it's going to be. And I think, you know, the second thing with that, Robbie, is that, you know, it's really easy to let the exhaustion turn into cynicism. And cynicism is going to be like your biggest wet blanket that you can put over your Christmas day and your family and your friends that you could imagine. And then everyone's going to be hoping it's Boxing Day and not Christmas Day if you're going to go with a real cynical mindset. So I think, you know, because it is, you know, people are genuinely tired and exhausted. They get there and it's almost over before they realise. So,
you know what I found hard, Bruce, is that we start our holidays kind of officially tomorrow. I mean, we're jumping on for a quick Chrissy Day special, which we've done the last 5 years and we really enjoy. We get Christmas basically out of the way, and then there's 3 weeks off. Like, normally you have that week build up, and it's like, what am I going to do with myself? Like, it's snuck up on us being on a Saturday, you know?
Yeah, look, it does, and I think just generally people are exhausted regardless. Even if you've had a bit of time off beforehand, most people have been catatonically shopping like crazy people this week to try and meet the deadline because apparently the assessment is tomorrow. So, you know, hey, just remember it's not an assessment. And, you know, my encouragement is that, you know, particularly if you've got family and people going, oh, we've got to go here and we've got to go and do this, you know, even just saying that out loud to yourself and to your family probably isn't helping. Look, you already know that that you've got weird people in your life or that there's strange relationships before you go, be prepared. It's not a surprise. So you know that, you know, where we go for Christmas Day, there's never enough chocolate. So I'm just taking my own chocolate. So I'm not waiting for the chocolate to come out after Christmas pudding because there just never is any. So instead of getting cynical about it, I'm just taking my own. And I can have my own little feast afterwards if I need to and bless someone else with all the chocolate I bring as well.
Do you think our attitude on Christmas can really rub off on the kids, you know?
Look, I think it is. I mean, children inherit stress from their parents in the most part. You know, if you see a stressed out, nervous, anxious child, there's a good chance there's a stressed out, nervous, anxious parent very close by. And that's why, you know, coming back to those conversations, you know, the exhaustion can really turn into cynicism. So we've got to be careful about what we say out loud. It's like, you know, don't be afraid that your kids aren't listening to you, as in listening to the rhetoric. You know, have a good time and behave yourself. You know, be more afraid that they're watching you. And if they're watching you being an absolute cot case this week, then, you know, they're going to get some fairly weird views on Christmas Day.
But what's your final and most important piece of advice? We're heading into tomorrow. There may be some anxiety, some nervousness and some excitement at the same time. What should we always remember tomorrow just to make it a great day?
Look, it is one day of the year, and I think, you know, for those people listening that really get what Christmas is about, Christmas is about a new beginning. So, you know, my 5-minute challenge for you tomorrow to make sure it's a good day, just stop somewhere for 5 minutes, even if you've got to sit in the bathroom with the door closed, if it's the only chance you get, and think about the event that changed the course of the history of the world. And, you know, don't wait until New Year's Day for the whole new beginnings. You know, Christmas really is about new beginnings. And so, you know, tomorrow to make sure it's a good, memorable 2010. Sit there for your 5 minutes and think about who is one person that you need to forgive so that you can start fresh in that space, and what's one thing that you just need to stop thinking about that just keeps coming in and crowding out your mind, that if you could finally stop thinking about that thing, that situation, that person, it's time. It's a new beginning. Let's enjoy Christmas for what it really is.
Right, you've had the best advice on our show all year. We're looking forward to having you back next year, mate. Thank you so much for being a part of what we do, and we can't wait to catch you in the new year. Hey, well done, mate. Thank you.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to serve you guys, and Merry Christmas to everyone.
From Red Hot Relationships, Bruce Sullivan on The Family Show, Liam, Robbie and Ness.
The 96.5 Family Show. Weekdays live from 6 till 9 on 96.5 FM and via the web at 96five.com.